is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right from Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, sits into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. It's a matinee of girls basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls travel to Anna to take on the Rockets, a club that's won 7 of 9. Anna girls on the season, fine record, 11 wins, 6 setbacks. Fort Loramie 13-2. Fort Loramie dropped a couple games a week ago to Ottawa Glendorf and St. Henry. Since then, Fort Loramie has righted itself, beating Lima Bath 49-26 and Bellbrook 52-42. That game played this past Monday at the Versailles MLK Classic. As Fort Loramie got well on Monday, it was a refocused club, and the Redskins looked mighty sharp with three players at 15, 15, and 13 points respectively. Avery Brandewee, Victoria Mesher, and Maddie Shadow all hit in the teens. Meanwhile, we have seen Anna play most recently on Thursday against Botkins. And against the Trojans, Anna was very sharp in the tune-up for Fort Loramie here today. First time the two clubs played, 39-28 final score. Anna came within 11 of Fort Loramie. On that day, Avery Brandewee got in foul trouble, scored just 4. Maddie Shadow pumped in 15 to lead the way. And McKenna Pettis in that game for Anna drilled 4 threes. Anna came close in that contest. They're within 2 games of Fort Loramie in the loss column and need a victory today and the Rushi upset of Fort Loramie in another week in order to spring a tie on the girls' side of the SCAL race. Chuck, it's possible. Anna thinks it can happen. Rockets are a good enough club to get it done and end a 17-game losing streak to the Fort Loramie girls.
That is a lot. And back in the day when I first started doing this, it was Loramie who couldn't get over the hump against Anna. But now, yeah, Loramie has had their number for a while. But Anna, at this point, is playing really good basketball. They've got a lot of talent. I think one of the keys today is Addison Bales, 6'3 sophomore. If she can score, she had a great game Thursday night. If she can get them in double figures and play some defense, keep Avery Brandewee off the offensive boards, Anna's got a shot.
Anna and Fort Loramie girls put themselves in the OHSAA record books way back in 2013 when they both won state championships, two clubs, same county, same league, Anna D3, Fort Loramie D4. They won back-to-back state finals in Columbus on a Saturday afternoon to bring home the top honors back to Shelby County. That was back in the day when Ann and Fort Loramie, for a period of several seasons, were outstanding, and they had grind-out affairs, 2- and 3-pointers, one game after another for a few campaigns in a row. But over the last 8-plus seasons, it's been all Fort Loramie. There have been some close encounters along the way. In 22-23, Fort Loramie won by 6, 38-32. Back in 18-19, Fort Loramie won by 8, 43-35. Fort Loramie was a 3-point winner in 17-18, 32-29. Both games in 16-17 were moderately tight. Fort Loramie won by 9 and 10. And back in the 2015-16 campaign, Anna won the first game that year against Fort Loramie here at the Rockets Gym by a final score of 46-45. It has been that long since 15-16 that Anna has defeated Fort Loramie. JV game well underway. We start the fourth quarter here today. Fort Loramie 31 and Anna 23. As noted, Fort Loramie 8-0 in the SCAL girls standings. Anna is 8-2. Anna needs a victory today, coupled with a Rushi win over Fort Loramie in a week, in order to make this race really interesting. Rushi has three setbacks so far this season, two to Anna and one to Fort Loramie. Rushi's on the outside looking in. We'll return with more from here at Anna, Fort Loramie girls against the Anna Rockets here today. Should be a fine game. We expect it to be. Anna's playing its best basketball of the year, having won 7 of 9. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village, Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, last night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Rushi boys defeated Jackson Center at the Habitat of the Cat, 50-35. Chuck, your impressions of Rushi last evening. Vince Borchers, the engineer, the catalyst, was outstanding, did everything well. Rushi just so hard to score on. That's all there is to it.
Well, they play great defense and offensively. I mean, you got Cordon, you're scoring 10 in the first half. You got York scoring 13 in the second half. You got Borchers consistent through the whole thing. You got York coming down. They had four dunks last night. They're just so athletic. They play great defense. They're not quite as good as last year because they're not quite as deep, but they're every bit as lethal.
Yeah, and I think defensively they might be better. Mm-hmm. I think defensively they are better simply because they're not rotating quite as many players in and out. They're in terrific shape. In fact, Coach Spencer Cordonier urges them to stay on the floor at the first sight of somebody wanting to come out. Spencer said, "Nope, you got another minute in you."
Yeah, well, you know, and you do that as a coach.
Yep.
But you know your kids. You know which ones need to come out and which ones don't.
Yeah.
But I think defensively, I think you're right. In a half-court situation, they just don't have the trapping and the steals that they got last year.
Yeah, I've just seen improvement from everybody on the floor at both ends of the court. Vince Borchers for sure. I just think as a five-person unit, defensively, they might be better than they were a year ago. I don't know when we saw four dunks in a game by Rushi last season. I saw it happen last night at Jackson Center. Tigers improved against Rushi from game one to game two. Lost the first one to 21 at the Rushi Gym, 15 last night. Tigers had their best ball ahead of them. It's a club that's getting better and better and better. We saw Preston Sayre and Lucas Heitkamp in spurts play exceedingly well last night. Wasn't consistent enough through four quarters. Rushi's defense won't let you do it. And Platfoot made some good moves out of the post. Took too many shots for both of us, I think, beyond the foul line. Once Jackson Center gets that solved and gets more consistent play from everybody, the Tigers will be a real threat in the tournament. Who knows? They might hook up with Rushi for a third time. Might be in the regional championship.
Well, when you said that last night, I go, I don't know anybody wants to see him the third time. But if you're playing him in the regional championship, you absolutely will take that shot one more time.
Yep, sure will. And a Fort Loramie girls JV game, 33-25. Fort Loramie in the lead by 8. 3 minutes, 29 seconds to go in the fourth. It's now a 10-point spread. Fort Loramie in front by 10. These Anna girls turned the corner after a pre-Christmas loss to Minster away from home by a score of 44-25. Since then, in the Shelby County Athletic League, Anna has won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive contests. And 1 week ago today, Anna knocked off Marion Local in Maria Stein, 42-34. It was the first setback of the year suffered by the Flyers girls. They were undefeated, 14-0, and Anna pulled it off, leading most of the game, and won comfortably at the end. Rockets weren't threatened. Took that game by 8. That's been the high water mark of the season. Anna hopes to exceed that here today against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, that was a great win for them, and their confidence has got to be sky high right now. So if they get a real good start today, it could be a long. They could be there at the end.
Fort Loramie girls got sharpened up against Division III Bellbrook on Monday, beat them 52-42. final score was a 10-point deficit, wasn't nearly that close. Fort Loramie led by 17, 50-33 with 4-something left in the fourth period on Monday. Fort Loramie won it 52-42. The balance in scoring was exceptionally good. Head coach Carlos Siegel, I think over the course of the season, has learned a lot about substitution patterns. Avery Brandewey or Victoria Mesher, one of the two, has got to be out there on the floor virtually all the time. And her substitutes off the bench gave her more Monday than they have all season long. They're getting better and better. Good things ahead for Fort Loramie, coming off that two-game losing streak to Ottawa Glandorf and to St. Henry. I was really impressed by a Bellbrook freshman, Libby Bunsold, in that game, 5'9 player. She's on the perimeter most of the time. She scored 19. Remember that last name, Bunsold, B-U-N-S-O-L-D. She's got three more years after this one at Bellbrook. She is going to be sensational. And the girls have scored two buckets to close within 35-29 of Fort Loramie in our JV game. 2:16 left here in the fourth quarter of the preliminary contest. And a Fort Loramie varsity tilt about 20 minutes away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to Anna. 35-29. Fort Loramie girls lead the Rockets. Down to a minute to go in our JV tilt. We've alluded to the SCAL girls standings earlier in our pregame here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie sits in first place, 8-0, Anna 8-2. Redskins 15-2 overall, Anna 11-6. Rushi 6-3 in SCAL action. Bodkins is 3-5, Alston 4-5, Jackson Center 2-7, Fairlawn is 0-9. In games on Thursday, one we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna defeated Bodkins 57-28. Fort Loramie thumped Fairlawn, and Houston down Jackson Center 35-28. The Rushi Parkway game was canceled. Other action today around the SCAL. Bodkins is at Jackson Center. Houston's at Rushi. And Fairlawn hosts Lima Central Catholic. A couple boys games tonight of note. Miami East is at Rushi, and Marion Local is at Jackson Center. Varsity tilt here today. Fort Loramie and Anna coming up next. It's about 15 minutes or so away. 30 ticks on the clock in our JV tilt. That's all that remain. 35-29, Fort Loramie in the lead by 6 over the Anna JVs. Like to note for you that Rusty Allen is the first-year head coach of the Anna Girls Varsity. He's been at Wapakoneta for 14 seasons. And back in March 22, he stepped down, retired from coaching at Wapak. He's been at Anna this season, has done an outstanding job, amassed 196 wins, 8 sectional titles, 5 district runner-up titles at Wapakoneta, 1 regional championship, a state runner-up trophy. You saw Coach Allen's first meeting of the year, Chuck, between Anna and Fort Loramie, and it was a tricky matchup zone which gave the Redskins fits.
I tried to attack probably 3 good ones in all the years that I coached, because it's a hard thing to coach defensively. And it's a zone defense with man-to-man principles, and it does, if it's played well, it does confuse teams. And Loramie had trouble attacking it for at least the first quarter and a half.
Right. Carlos Siegel, 26th year as the mentor of the girls' basketball program at Fort Loramie. 82-83% winning percentage. Just marvelous, spectacular. Fort Loramie girls' program, 7 wins from 1,000. It is the winningest girls basketball program in OHSAA basketball history. Through her first 25 years at Fort Loramie, Carla was 544 and 125 wins versus losses during the Siegel era. Fort Loramie basketball teams have earned 17 league titles, seven in a row, by the way, up through this past campaign. League champs 10 of the last 11 years, 2014 through 24. And during her career coaching at Fort Loramie, Fort Loramie girls basketball teams have won 21 districts, plus nine regionals, a state runner-up, and four state titles, including last season. And don't forget March of 2020, when the favored Redskins, coached by Carla Siegel, were huge favorites to win the state tourney, which was stopped prematurely at the state Final Four because of the health crisis. So it could very easily be five state titles for the Fort Loramie girls. Final 13 seconds of our JV game. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie over Anna. And that could very well be the way it winds up, 35-29, as Fort Loramie dribbles out the final few ticks. We're about a quarter of an hour away from the start of a varsity game. Fort Loramie and Anna here at the Rockets Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rod is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We are back here at Anna. Both teams warming up. Fort Loramie down to our left, Anna to our right. Should be a fine game today. Fort Loramie girls versus the Anna girls. Rockets lost the first time around to the Redskins, 39-28. It was a tight contest. Fort Loramie couldn't pull away until late. Avery Brandewee, 19 points a game for Fort Loramie, was held to four. She got in foul trouble. McKenna Pettis threw in four threes for Anna. Kept the Rockets within striking distance. Fort Loramie did prevail. They meet here again today. Fort Loramie undefeated in the SCAL. Anna's lost two. Rockets within striking distance. Race would become very interesting for the SCAL championship should Anna spring the upset here today. Anna girls have lost 17 in a row to Fort Loramie. An amazing string of games going all the way back to 2015-16 when Anna last won by a score of 46-45 over Fort Loramie. The Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, or I should say this afternoon. Addison Bales for Anna on the inside. The 6'3 sophomore needs to use her height to her advantage, do a good job on the board, 7-8 rebounds, generate maybe 9 or 10 points. Anna's got to make some threes, no doubt about it. And Fort Loramie needs to continue the refocused effort it performed on Monday against Bellbrook. After losing a couple in a row, Fort Loramie has beaten Lima Bath and Bellbrook. To get back on the winning beam, head coach Carlos Siegel is hoping for a repeat performance here today. Fort Loramie beat Bellbrook, a Division III program, by 10, 52-42 on Monday at Versailles. Those are key building components for these two teams here today. They open the doors to success for the Redskins and Rockets. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And so much gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management. Phone number 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We are experiencing major growth and are expanding our staff of financial advisors. Our many services at Wisebridge include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. more from here at Anna in a few minutes. Redskins and Rockets, good girls basketball matinee on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Plaza of Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Anna. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're about 3 minutes away from the opening tip. Fort Loramie on the road here at Anna in a big SCAL girls clash. We do apologize if you hear a buzz in our signal today. It's kind of like the weather. It comes and goes, very unpredictable. Sometimes we cannot control it. Occasionally we'll go from power to battery on the computer. That may solve it. Move some cables and cords around. That may take it away. But it's kind of like the weather. It's a factor. Sometimes it's not. I think we've minimized it in the last 10 minutes. But if there is a little bit of buzz as you receive us on your phone or your computer here today, you'll simply just have to deal with it. We're doing the best we can. Chuck hears it slightly in his headset. I don't hear it in mine, but it is coming over the phone because we've checked numerous times.
Well, we're just adding to your tinnitus, so there you go.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. I talked to Kathy before the game. She's here today with her husband. We talked, had a lot of fun, learned about her family and their family of kids who have played sports throughout the years at Rushi. Don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon is open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Now, before the most recent break, I was telling you about Cutaway Styling Salon and the fact that the Cutaway, the stylists include Kathy Wilson. She is one of them about whom we speak, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Deb Gubo, owner and stylist, and I saw the Wilson pair, Kathy and her husband, before the start of our game here today, learned all about the family, received an update from them. Cutaway Styling Salon, boy, you can't beat the job they do. They will style your hair. They'll create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's always fun to meet our sponsors at the games as we say hello to Cutaway Styling Salon. Starting lineups here for this game today include for the Fort Loramie girls, it's the same unit that's been on the court all season long. It is Ariel Heitkamp, 3.6 points a game at guard, a 5'5 senior, along with Miley Shadow, 3.8 per contest, a 5'7 senior. Avery Brandewee, 19 a game, 8 rebounds, 5'10 senior. Victoria Mesher, senior. and she's averaging 11 a game. And the fifth starter for the Fort Laramie girls is Maddie Shadow, 5'7" and a sophomore. And right away, Chuck, Fort Laramie picks up where it left off on Monday against Bellbrook with a very quick two-point basket.
Now they set up a tip play, and they tipped back. Randy, we broke to the basket. There was nobody around her. I don't know how you lose Avery, but that was the first two of the game.
And Avery already has half the point production she got in the first meeting between the two teams when she was limited to four. How about that? Here's Anna with the ball down low in the right. Is Mackenzie Mumaugh takes it to the rim. Shot short, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie, which is up 2-0 on the Brandewee field goal after the opening tip to start the game. And Victoria Mesher apparently got a scratch on the nose.
I think she got hit in the nose. Took a shoulder.
The official detected some blood. A momentary stoppage here at the outset with 37 seconds gone. Opening five for Anna. Liz Stouter, 5'9 senior, 4.6 points a game. Mackenzie Mumaugh, 5'5 sophomore, 8.5 a game. She is one of the top rebounders on this club and plays guard. Stouter, one of the top assist makers. Vanessa Platfoot, 5.9 a game, 5'8 junior. McKenna Pettis in the opening five, 92% free throw shooter, good three-point artist, 5'10", 12th grader. And Addison Bales in the middle, 6'3 sophomore, 8.1 points per game. That's the opening five for Anna. Up after a Rockets turnover to her right, Fort Laramie gets into its offense and feeds a cutter headed toward the basket. It is Maddie Shadow, and she's cracked on the arm while delivering a shot toward the iron, and she gets two at the free throw line and misses short. Fort Laramie was 5 of 7 at the stripe on Monday against Bellbrook. Free throw shooting on the team has dropped from near 70% to 60 in the last month. And these two free throws are missed here at the outset of this game by the Redskins. 2-0 Fort Laramie. 6:50 left to go in the opening period. Dribble drive, right wing, Vanessa Platfoot. Anna loops it up on the go. It didn't catch iron. Fort Laramie snagged the rebound and threw it away. A 40-foot pass down the floor goes out of bounds. Well, Fort Laramie got 2 points in the first few seconds of this game, and no points have been registered by either club since. Anna still looking to record its first points of the afternoon. Here's a long throw by Anna up the floor into the corner. Loose ball momentarily. Platfoot digs it off the floor. Fort Laramie kicks it out of bounds. Anna will throw in.
Ariel Heitkamp took a fall over there, and she's holding her shoulder. So they played 1.5 minutes, and they got two players on the bench with injuries.
And right away, Izzy Meyer checks in, a 5'8 junior for Fort Laramie. Here's Mumaugh driving hard across the lane for Anna. Look at her go. Flipped it in on the run. Oh, dazzling maneuver by Mackenzie Mumaugh. 5'5", only Asoff.
Probably got fouled, too, so he did a great job of finishing that.
Splendid play. We're tied at 2. Here's Brandewee in the post. Oh, a little 8-footer jump shot blocked on the way on the play by Addison Bales. It's 6-3 for Anna. Loose ball, mid-court, a scrum for it. Held ball situation, Anna gets the arrow. Right there, Addison Bales making her presence felt. Outstanding defensive stance against Ava Brandewee and slammed her shot away. Game tied at 2. Anna's got the ball deep in the right corner. It's Mumaugh. Mumaugh rotates it around the head of the key. Ball delivered to Stouter, left corner, into the post to Bales. She turns, banks up an 8-footer, in and out, no good, but she's hacked on the arm, and she'll get 2. Anna doing a nice job entering it to Bales in the post. She had backed her defender down within 6 or 7 feet of the basket. Free throw by Bales, up and in. Anna's got a 1-point lead, 3-2.
Bales is a much more confident basketball player than she was the first time we saw her play.
Corinne Holscher in for Fort Laramie. Izzy Meyer has been on the floor already. Second free throw by Bales. Lips the rim. It's no good. Rebound down to Brandewee of Fort Laramie, which trails 3-2. Heitkamp. Maddie Shadow. Shadow from long range. It kicks off the iron. Long rebound to Anna. Anna down the floor, forecourt to her right. It's Pettis. gives it up to Moomaw, near side of the court to Vanessa Platfoot. Here's a screen for Stouter. Doesn't shoot the bomb, dribbles, goes to the foul stripe, leaves it for Moomaw. Back outside to Platfoot, checked by Ariel Heitkamp. Here's a drive, but Platfoot high off the backboard, no good. Rebound Brandewee. She storms down the floor into traffic. Anna nearly made the theft from behind. Hooking foul Rockets. 3-2, Anna. 5:01 to go, first quarter. We've got Miley Chateau back in for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Taylor Schmidtmeyer on the court as well. Heitkamp inbounds. Straight away at Schmidtmeyer. Back to Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Victoria Mesher still on the sideline for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ball thrown outside the arc in the right corner. Right now, Avery Brandewee on the sideline for the Redskins as well. Here's Schmidtmeyer, high left. Now to Heitkamp, who signals a play midcourt. 4:32 to go, first quarter. Low scoring so far. 3-2 Anna. Ball passed to Izzy Meyer in the post. Back to the basket. Swiped on the play by Moomaw. Moomaw darts down the floor. Stutter step in the lane. Missed it from 4 feet. Long rebound Anna. Reach in foul committed to Miley Chateau of Fort Loramie. Anna will throw in baseline right. Only 5 points scored, Chuck. Anna's got to be pleased, though, with what's gone on so far.
Well, they've got the lead, so, yeah, they're happy. I mean, the only basket that Loramie's gotten was off the tip.
Anna very happy. Fort Loramie has not seen an offensive burst here at the outset. Ball inbounded on the arc to Pettis. Below the basket to Moomaw. Tries to shoot. Ball hits the underneath side of the glass. It's loose in the corner. Shoving foul against Fort Loramie. Trying to track down the loose leather.
Got a measure.
4:13 left here in the opening quarter. 3-2 in favor of Anna. Victoria Mesher checks back in for Fort Loramie. 11 points a game, 5 rebounds per contest. He's totaled 40 assists on the year. And in the half court, Fort Loramie jams the ball back over the center line. Anna recovers. Moomaw forecourt right, straight away to Platfoot. High left to Pettis. Pettis being guarded by Brandewee. Interesting matchup there. Pettis made 4 threes in the first meeting. Ball lobbed to Moomaw, down low on the right to Bales. Her shot from 7 feet deflected. Here comes Fort Loramie storming the other way. Oh, nice play in the paint. Good job by Maddie Chateau. Anna tries to attack. Bales down inside, overshoots from 5 feet. Loose ball rebound. On the arc, it's Moomaw. A running jumper in the paint. Hits the flange. Rebound Fort Loramie, which leads by one. Long lead out for Miley Chateau. It's a little errant, and Anna gets a hand in and steals the basketball. Out of control, Moomaw the other way for Anna. Offensive foul.
Boy, Heitkamp took another shot right there. That kid's been down hard in the first 5 minutes of the quarter.
Yep, a lot of frenetic pace going on. Not much production. 4-3 Fort Loramie. 3:08 to go in the first. Winning team at 39 points in the first contest. The two clubs combined for only 67 in the initial encounter at Fort Loramie. High post, back to the basket, Brandewee against Bales. Finds Mesher low on the left. She's double-teamed, turns, misses the fadeaway. Now she was in pretty tight, well-guarded. Shot hung on the rim, fell off. Fort Loramie could not corral the rebound. It's out of bounds to Anna.
A real tough angle on that shot for Mesher.
2:45 to go, first quarter. Anna up and over the timeline. Having checked in is Tori Osborne, 5'2 sophomore, who played very well on Thursday against Botkins. Straight away, Chelsea McElDowney, 5'5 senior, who's on the floor. Now Osborne, straight away Moomaw. McElDowney on the bounce. Here's Pettis, foul line, doesn't shoot. Back to McElDowney. Anna playing keep away. Ball thrown to Bales in the middle against Mesher. Up with the left hand. Mesher was a nuisance. She bothered her. Shot missed. Rebound Fort Loramie the other way. It's Maddie Chateau en route to the basket. Ball's on the iron. Comes off. Rebound. Tipped away out of bounds off Anna. 6 minutes gone, first quarter. We are stuck at 4-3 Fort Loraming. Redskins inbounding right of the basket. It is Maddie Chateau on the arc to measure. Foul line extended left. Brandwee steps back, shoots the 18-footer. Swish. Patented Avery Brandwee right there. Boy, in that circle, just a step or two beyond the foul line. She is deadly.
And she took advantage of Bales going over to sit down and take a respite. Because at 6'3", she wasn't looking to be able to shoot over top of her.
Here's a lob pass by Annis Osborne down inside for a teammate. Sails over everybody's head out of bounds. It didn't look like Fort Loraming got a piece of it. They didn't. But Anna retains possession. It was close. Thought the ball went airborne over everybody's heads. Anna still has the offensive set. Deep in the right corner, it's Stouter. Stouter at the elbow on the right. 6'3", Fort Loraming. Weave is on. Now Osborne. Here's Pettis. As Chuck noted, Addison Bales on the bench momentarily. 6'3 post player for Anna.
Wow.
Here's a spin move. Oh, what a play by Osborne. Outside the lane in the right, fake to the left. Came back to her right and shoveled it from her knees off the window. Good. 6'5, Fort Loraming. Osborne for Anna. Minute left in the first. Mesher low in the right for the Redskins. Double team. She's bothered. Shot it. No good. Fine offensive board work by Brandwee. Foul Anna in the act of shooting. 55.1 to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loraming is in the lead by a count of 6-5. Brandwee shoots. It rattles. Rattles some more. And it doesn't go in. We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loraming on South Main. We've gone local for you. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. Second free throw by Brandwee is pure. Right down through the cylinder. 7-5, Fort Loraming up but two. And a four-court right. Mumaw drives. Delivers a pass right corner to Osborne. Her long trifecta. It is much too far out of bounds to Fort Loraming. At Schaefer Market in Fort Loraming, we now have Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahappy Pies. Mmm, are they good? And Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. A piping hot coffee station, a variety of soft drinks and more. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loraming, your new community go-to store. Dribble drive, Miley Shadow of Fort Loraming, below the foul line, in and out, no good. Offensive stick back, yes, was that Meyer?
No, that was Maddie Shadow, she picked up her sister.
Maddie Shadow got the board, Izzy Meyer was there, Miley missed the shot, it almost went in. Maddie cleaned up the play, scored it with 6 seconds left in the first quarter. We're now down to 2.6 to go. Fort Loraming up 9-5, Annie inbounding to the right of its goal. Last time into Schaefer Market, Chuck, I was there for a half hour deciding which Mahaffey pie to buy. Chocolate, peach.
Ooh, chocolate.
Peanut butter, apple.
There you go.
Here's the ball inbounded to Liz Stouter. Inside the arc, right wing, jump shot short, and that's how the first quarter closes. Fort Loraming 9 and a 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Another proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, which started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. A proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Second quarter underway and a possession to our right, trailing 9-5. Ball thrown to Addison Bales, who's back in after a respite late in the first. She's got it in the post. She's down below the volleyball line. Couldn't get it to go. It hit the flange. Fort Loramie rebounded. There's a quick 50-foot hot pass to Victoria Mesher at the other end. And she powers to the basket for two. Fort Loramie pulls ahead by six. On the arc, it's Stouter. Lobbing down into Bales. Good lead pass. Shots on the rim. It spins off. And we've got bodies on the hardwood baseline down to our right as somebody went clank on the floor with the back of the noggin. Redskin player down. 6:57 left, second quarter. 11-5, Fort Loramie in the lead over Anna. Timeout called. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly serves Ohio and several additional states. O'Reilly in Rushi offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround, just a week. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can contact us online, too, at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. Shaking up Redskin was Ariel Heitkamp. She's off the floor momentarily. Brandwee and Mesher out there as well. Clock reads 6:57 to go, second quarter, 11-5, Fort Loramie up 6. Redskins defense has been mighty sticky. Oh, here Fort Loramie loses a player. Anna's got a wide-open layup, 3 feet away, missed on the play. Wow, Vanessa Platfoot won't have an easier shot the rest of the season.
They're playing so tight right now offensively. They need to make some baskets. They're not out of the game.
Mesher with the ball, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Ball hook cross court to Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Now to Mesher. Popping out to catch is Brandwee. Fakes right, goes left. Brandwee gives it up, gets it back, and Fort Loramie has trouble in the corner of the floor and can't hang on. Out of bounds to Anna.
Six turnovers by the Redskins. The Rockets only turned it once so far.
But Anna has missed a number of short shots within 6-7 feet of the rim. Rockets up and over the timeline, down 6. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 25 feet away, near side, it's Boomaw. Open player underneath. Oh, Anna won't miss that one. Layup good, but Stouter.
Good play.
Rockets convert, and here's an interception beyond the timeline by Pettis. Pettis storms the other way, all the way to the rack. Got it for two more. Couple of quick hoops for Anna, getting the Rockets right back in at 11-9. Timeout Fort Loramie, 5:54 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings.
We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
It is Fort Loramie basketball. Redskins are up 2. It was 6 just 20 seconds ago. A couple of very fast baskets by the Rockets have pulled the home team within a field goal. Here's Avery Brandewey out of the right corner for the Redskins. It's a long three. It's online but hard. It hit the flange. Kick down to Hannah. Rockets forecourt left. Short shot. Deflected. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Both teams want to run if the opportunity presents itself. Two-point lead Fort Loramie. Hannah inbounding. Ball thrown to Pettis. Pettis to Mubaugh. In the lane to Bales, back to the basket. Here comes the double team. On the arc to Vanessa Blackfoot for a three try. Swish! She's got it. Bingo! Blackfoot hits. Anna leads by 1. 7 straight by the Rockets. 12-11. Anna in front. Left wing with the basketball. It's Maddie Shadow for Fort Loramie. Oh, a splendid drive by Maddie Chateau. She went right around the defender and little room with which to operate. Nearly stepped out. Curled one in around the backboard. It hit a lot of iron and then trickled down through. Athletic play by Chateau. Top of the circle, straight away in a three ball. Stouter online, in and out, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. Brandewey storming down the floor. A little too much dribbling, and Anna nearly stole it. It is tipped out of bounds by the Rockets across the way. 13-12, Fort Loramie leads by 1. 4:37 to go here in the first half. Inbounding the basketball, Fort Loramie, baseline. Nope, it's in the corner of the floor. A few steps on side court. Ball lobbed across the floor to Izzy Meyer. Hand off behind her to Victoria Mesher. Brandewey's got it. Now at the Rockets logo at center circle, it's Maddie Chateau. Here's Mesher. Good post-up pass into Brandewey. Oh, that's an easy one. She likes that. Back to the basket. Little twisting fadeaway. Angle shot off the board from 8 feet. Good by Brandewey. 15-12, Fort Loramie. Mackenzie Moomaw straight away with the ball for Anna. Catching high left is McEldowney. Ball thrown down inside to Pettis. She's got the angle of the rim. Doesn't shoot. Instead, the ball goes to Platfoot on the arc. Now to Moomaw. Moomaw against Maddie Chateau. Left wing McEldowney. Here's a drive, a running left-hander. Oh, it kicked off the heel. Rebound to Brandewey. Outlet pass down the floor. Redskins might have gotten away with a walk. No, they didn't. Two-pointer was made en route to the bucket by Izzy Meyer. The steps were detected.
Yeah, they called the second one because she traveled twice.
15-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna led briefly at 12-11 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Four straight points by Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner, Anna's got it. It's Stouter. Got it, Tori Osborne. Addison Bales on the bench for the moment for Anna, the 6'3 sophomore post player. Osborne hits a cutter. Moomaw down the lane. Hand off to Pettis. Here's a wing shot by her inside the arc. A little too hard. Rebound Mesher of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes left. Second quarter. 15-12 Fort Loramie. Bounce pass right flank. Into Brandewey again. Spinning, turning. A good look from right in front from 10 feet. It hits the back iron. Rebound Anna. Osborne races up the right side. Gives it to Moomaw. Now Osborne, 25 feet away. Stouter in the right corner. Mesher checks her. Stouter goes baseline. Bounces below the basket. Then Anna swings it on top. Moomaw to the middle of the court. To Stouter, right flank. Her three try. Hits the rim. Bounce high in the air. Rebound yanked down by Brandewey. Outlet to Maddie Chateau. She's not stopped. Below the foul line. Puts up a 14-footer. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Long throw by the Rockets. Oh, intercepted. What a play. Athletic. Nicely done by Maddie Chateau for Fort Loramie, who hands to Brandewee. Fort Loramie possession, 15-12 Redskins. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 25 feet out, it is Schmidtmeyer for Fort Loramie. Goes down inside to Brandewee, and she is handcuffed and fouled. While trying to go up below the glass, Avery will get two at the stripe. Well, with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter, Anna led 12-11. Almost three scoreless minutes for the Rockets. Fouled up, and Brandewee is in. 16-12, Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp has not returned since going down on the floor for Fort Loramie several minutes back. Brandewee connects twice at the stripe. Six in a row before Fort Loramie, which leads 17-12.
Well, she's sitting down there by Doc Weichel. I think she hit her head, and I think she's in protocol for concussion.
Bumped
her head.
Brandewee sits down. Mesher back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Inside pass by Anna. Broken up by the Redskins and stolen. And then the Rockets, in their anxiety to get the ball back, foul. 1:49 left here in the second quarter. 17-12. In favor of Fort Loramie. Anna had that 7-point flurry, Chuck, went ahead but one, and the Rockets' offense has stalled out since. Little give and go, Fort Loramie, right side of the floor. Meyer tried to go to Schmidtmeyer, busted up by Anna, scrum for the loose ball. Arrow favors the Rockets. Yep, Fort Loramie's got Heitkamp and Brandewee both on the bench at the moment. Midcourt with the ball, it's Anna. Moomaw to Stouter. They circle it into Bales. Good shot, fake up and under, left hand, drop step move, and 2 points. Well done by the Soth. 17-14, 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. 1:15 to go, first half. Redskins have the ball way out on the arc. It is Schmidtmeyer, baseline left to Mesher, fuses the board nicely. Powers one in off the glass. Victoria Mesher, 19-14 Fort Loramie. Anna Osborne's got it. Left wing Vanessa Platfoot for three. Strong, weak side rebound. What's been called? A foul after the shot taken by Anna. It's on the Rockets.
They called a flop. Didn't know they called that in high school.
53.1 to go, second quarter, 19-14. Fort Loramie on top. Redskins will bring it down. Avery Brandewee standing alongside head coach Carla Siegel. Avery will inbound the ball. Final 53 ticks, second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by five. Kendall Tennery in for the Redskins, 5'7 junior. Coming out to catch is Tennery. Left wing pass to Mesher, 40 to play in the half. Here's Brandewee, 25 feet out. Releases near side to Maddie Chateau. Corinne Holscher, far right side of the court, collects it. Now Tennery, elbow on the left, it's Brandewee. Mesher comes out to get on the right wing. 23 seconds to go, second quarter. 19-14 Fort Loramie, playing for one. Baseline left, Mesher has an opening in the lane. A little half-hook shot. Good! Well done by Mesher. Maintained her balance and scored. 8 seconds to go, second period. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins' biggest advantage. Here's a drive by Anna, knocked away by Fort Loramie. 2 seconds left in the half. A long pass down to Brandewee. Maddie Chateau delivered a strike, and Brandewee muscled to the rim for a douche to close out the scoring, ending the second quarter. Fort Loramie with a flurry of baskets to go up 9. 23-14, Fort Loramie. Halftime here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake.
Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meijer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meijer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie girls conclude the first half with a bang, outscoring the Anarakis to the tune of 12-2 over the last 4.5 minutes or so. Avery Brandewee leads the way with 10. A typical Anna scoring, four players with two, a couple with three, but the Anna Rockets scored just one field goal, 2 points, over the last nearly 5 minutes of the second period, and it cost Anna, which at one juncture, Chuck, led 12-11. What a way to close a second quarter for Fort Loramie, which is in the lead.
They are, and that the guys keeping the score are keeping it right, but Loramie has a 16-9 rebounding advantage. Each team has two offensive rebounds. The Redskins have turned the ball 9 times in the first half. Anna only 4 times, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. For Loramie, Anna only went twice, made 1. Individual scoring, Brandewee leads Loramie with 11. She got 6 from Chateau and 6 from Mesher. They scored 9 and 14, 23 for the first half. Anna, a lot more girls scored. Nobody with too many points, though. 3 points by Bales, 3 points by Flatfoot. Then they got 2 each from Osborne, Pettis, Mumaw, and Stouter. They scored 5-9. They trail at 23-14 at the half.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Porcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 23-14 Redskins at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Anna. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 10 seconds away from the start of her second half. Fort Loramie 23, Anna 14. Chuck, the Rockets have gotten the shots. They've had open looks, mid-range, in the paint, haven't converted, a little tight maybe. Had the one-point lead first 3 minutes, second quarter, then it got away from them. Fort Loramie, a number of terrific athletic plays in that second period by Maddie Chateau, Mesher, and Brandewick.
Yeah, and that's the only three that have scored, and that's something that Loramie's kind of got to get a handle on as they go to finish up the second half of the season.
Anna possession starting the third quarter. Stouter tries to make a backdoor pass on the play to Mackenzie Mumaw, and the ball is driven out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 23-14 lead, Redskins up 9. Anna pitches on the arc to Pettis. What's Pettis score, Chuck? She had 4 threes in the first meeting.
Pettis has a 2.
Here's Pettis with the ball. Shot fake, top of the circle, below the foul line. Down the lane, right to the rim. And there is a microcosm of the day right there for Anna. A gimme for Pettis. Got to the rack. It hung on the iron. And it dropped off into the lap of Brandewee. 9-point lead for Loramie. Long three ball by Maddie Chateau. It glanced off the rim. Rebound to Anna. Here comes Stouter up the floor. No aerial height camp. She is missing in action for Fort Loramie, shaken up early on in that second quarter. Here's a turnover by Anna. Rockets a little apprehensive at times now. Fort Loramie had been 9. Here's Ariel Heitkamp on the hardwood. Number 11 is in. Oh, an open look for Brandewee inside the three-point line. Left baseline, Vintage Avery. High-arching floater didn't hit the rim. Swish. It was perfect. 11-point game now. Push-off underneath the basket against Miley Chateau of Fort Loramie as she bumped Liz Stouter to the hardwood. Avery Brandewee turning it on. Miley Chateau comes out. Fort Loramie with a change. Back in is Izzy Meyer. Inbounding baseline right. My mistake, Corinne Holscher in. 25 feet away, it is Mumaw for Anna. Tries to pitch it down inside. Long distance for Bales. And the ball is jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Mumaw below the rim. Sends it straight away to Bales. Hand off to Mumaw, top of the circle. Pettis high left with the ball. Rotated to Stouter, right wing. Being checked there by Holscher. Stouter fakes left, goes right. Around Holscher to the racket. Short. Good defense at the last instant. And the ball didn't get over the rim. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Down to Mesher. Baseline right. Jay. 15-footer. No. Stick back is good. Avery Brandewee. Who else? She cleaned it up. And Fort Loramie is pushed out to a 13-point spread. 27-14. 6:06 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, the scoring lull for Anna continues until this play from out of bounds. It's a good dish by Vanessa Platfoot. Found the open player Liz Stouter down on the right And that breaks a long dry spell for Hannah, which had scored just 2 points in the previous 8.5 minutes. That bucket leaves Fort Laramie on top by 11, 27-16. It had been 27-14, 5.5 left in the third quarter. Mesher, top of the circle, rotates it around to Ariel Heitkamp on the left wing. Good to see Ariel back on the floor, who took a bump on the hardwood earlier in this game. Redskins back it out and reset. Ball thrown right wing to Corinne Holscher. Ball high overhead. At the elbow on the right to Mesher. Spins in the lane. Squares up and shoots. Bumped on the elbow as she released it. Two free throws for Mesher. 27-16 score. Fort Laramie in the lead. 5:11 to go in the third. Mesher, after four dribbles, rattles the free throw in. 12-point game. Fort Laramie trying to inch it back out to 13. Mesher aims and connects right on the money. 29-16, Fort Laramie. With 5:10 to go, third quarter. Anna's got to pick it up offensively. Rockets 4 points in the last 10 minutes plus. Right wing at Stoddard. Thought about passing. Belated jumper by her. It skidded off the rim. Rebound, though, by Anna. Inside the foul line. Right flank. It's Flatfoot. Short. And Fort Laramie's got it. Diagonal passing. 1, 2, 3. Holscher hits Mesher. Down low on the left. It is good. What a feed by Holscher. In fact, three nice passes by the Redskins, leading the field goal by Mesher. 31-16, Fort Laramie. Shot fake by Flatfoot of Anna. Mesher all over her. Foul called against Fort Laramie with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. 31-16, Fort Laramie in the lead. Anna led with under 5 to play in the second quarter, 12-11, after a flurry of 7 points in about 45 seconds. Since then, all Fort Laramie. Here's Bales in the post, back to the basket. She's 4 feet away, releases on the arc. Fort Laramie manages to pry it loose and steal. Redskins to midcourt, it's Maddie Chateau. Out high to Mesher, now Brandwee catches, 25 feet out. Cutting through the lane, Holscher. Coming out to catch is Meyer, ball delivered back to the near side. Here's Holscher, here's Maddie Chateau. 3:50 to go, third quarter. 31-16, Fort Laramie over Anna. Brandwee catches at long range. Picked up on the arc by Vanessa Flatfoot. Osborne for Anna is on Maddie Chateau, who tries to loop a pass to Brandwee. Deflected. Redskins recover. 3.5 to go in the third. 31-16, Fort Laramie. Mesher to Brandwee, ball bobbled. She's in the lane, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Maddie Chateau for a three. It's crooked to the right. Rebound, Anna. 31-16, Redskins. Biggest lead of this game. There's a bullet pass into the middle to Bales. Batted free, but Fort Laramie, Anna retrieves. Osborne fakes the three, goes to Stouter. Foul line extended left. It's off. Rebound, Mesher. Anna simply can't find the range. A very poor shooting day for the Rockets. Intercepted pass by Stouter, who dribbles up the floor and drops it off her foot out of bounds.
That kind of day.
Rockets coming up all thumbs. 2:54 to go, third quarter, 31-16, Fort Laramie. So many thanks on ScoresBroadcast.com to Fort Laramie game sponsors. With us each and every game here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Big Three. We'll highlight them for you in a moment. Oh, Fort Laramie goes high post, and then a drop down to Miley Chateau, who sneaked in underneath the Anna defense and made a layup in the half-court game. 33-16 Redskins. Here's Stouter. Here's Osborne, 40 feet away. Right wing, it goes to Pettis. She's been silenced today by Fort Laramie's D after drilling 4 threes in the first meeting between the two this year. Low on the right, it's Mumaw. Around a defender, got a shot in front of the rim. Oh, it wouldn't go, but she is nicked on the arm. 2 free throws for Mumaw. Another shot by Anna right up there on the ring. It danced around the orange, fell off. Two free throws. Muma, the first is good. That is just the fifth point for Anna in the last 11 minutes. 33-17 Fort Loramie. Muma again got it. 33-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. Heitkamp in backcourt against Muma. Up the right side to Miley Chateau. Head of the circle, Heitkamp. Back to Miley. Guarded by Osborne. Ball whipped to the left side to Holscher. Heitkamp throws it out high on the play to Tennery. Now it's Brandewee, left wing, carves out space in the lane. Ooh, the shot circles the iron and comes out. Rebound down to Anna, 1:44 to play in the third. Long lead pass to Bales. The big girl got down the floor in a hurry, caught it and scored. 33-20 Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball, 25 feet away. Reach-in foul called against Anna. It is common. Three on Fort Loramie in the quarter. A pair on the Rockets. A minute 28 to play in period number three. Fort Loramie's got a 13-point cushion. It was 17 a moment ago. Heitkamp inbounding, far side of the floor to Holscher. She gives it up to Maddie Shadow at the Rockets logo at midcourt. Heitkamp on the arc. Muma checks her. Heitkamp fakes right, goes left. Curls the pass into the lane to a teammate. 10-foot jumper by Taylor Schmidtmeyer is swished. Assist Heitkamp. Schmidtmeyer on the finish. Long three ball. Anna doesn't catch iron. Goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Muma chucked it up from distance. 35-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. And Chuck, we've seen it in the Lima Bath game, the Bellbrook game, and here today, Fort Loramie getting more production off the bench.
Yeah, they're getting help off the bench. They're not really scoring much.
Yep, just had a nice field goal previous to that one there by Maddie Chateau from Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who hit a big bucket coming in. And then Chateau counters with another field goal. And then a long three by Anna is good. Tori Osborne from downtown. Three field goals in the last 20 seconds in this game. Half minute to go, third quarter. 37-23 Fort Loramie.
Wow.
Here's a turnaround 10-footer. Athletic play in the paint. Oh, nicely done by Maddie Chateau. Beautiful maneuver. Splendid action by her. Soft touch. She tickled the twine. Anna down 16, 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Muma drives, fumbled the ball. Fort Loramie picked it up at midcourt. Here's Maddie Chateau, outlet to Heitkamp. Layup no good. Rebound to Anna. Anna in backcourt as the third quarter closes. Fort Loramie 39, Anna 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Good day for Fort Loramie, up 16 over the Anna girls, 39-23. Fort Loramie getting a nice play off the bench here today. Taylor Schmidtmeyer, Kendall Tennery, Corinne Holscher chipping in, Izzy Meyer as well. The bench starting to perform, and Fort Loramie becoming a little more well-rounded, eight or nine deep. Outside the lane in the right, fadeaway shot, Victoria Mesher, no good as the fourth quarter starts. Anna's had the shots, just simply cannot make them here today. A lid on it for the Rockets all afternoon long. Here's McKenna Pettis, top of the circle, romps down the left side of the lane, missed it from 6 feet, it was deflected, and cleaning up the garbage on the inside is the sophomore, Addison Bales. Boy, is she going to get better and better.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Boy. Minute gone, fourth quarter, Fort Loramie up 14. Top of the circle is Schmidtmeyer, right flank to Holscher. Straight away, Victoria Mesher, 39-25, Fort Loramie. Anna with a swing of points here in the next minute or two. Might be able to get this down below 10, make it interesting for a stretch drive. Bad pass, Fort Loramie steal, Anna. Powering to the rim from the right wing all the way to the rack and leaving it short is Flatfoot. The rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Holscher comes out. So does Maddie Chateau. Checking to the sideline, Izzy Meyer for Fort Loramie. 39-25 Redskins. Ball rotated. Anna, left side of the court. It's handled there by Addison McVetti, who's in, 5'9 soft. She gave it up, got it back, high left. Anna patiently attacking, trailing by 14, 6 minutes to play here in the fourth. Far right side of the court, it's Pettis. She's playing with it. Fort Loramie gets a hand in there. It's ruled a held ball situation. No, a foul. The officials confirm maybe a timeout was taken, and that is the case. 6:02 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, the Anna Rockets, after the timeout, make a nifty entry pass to Addison Bales, who backed her defender down below the net, caught it 5 feet away, turned, and got a friendly hop off the ring, and it went in. Anna creeps back within 12, 39-27, 5:32 left to go in the fourth. Here's Mesher shaking free at the elbow on the left, a leaner strong, weak side rebound on Anna. 5:27 to go in the fourth. The score right now resembling the final score in the first meeting, which was 39-28 Fort Loramie. Currently it's 39-27 Fort Loramie. Here's the patented Carla Siegel out-of-bounds play. Brandwee heaves it in 40 feet cross-court. Mesher gets a double screen, catches low on the left, and lays it through. 41-27 in favor of Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Liz Stouter pops a three off the mark. Rebound low on the left of Pettis. Ducks under Mesher and draws the two-shot foul. Free throws for Pettis, for Anna. She, on the season, has shot free throws at 90%. She has been excellent. Swish, she's got it. 42-27. Fort Loramie on top, 5:07 left in the game. Substitution, Fort Loramie player Autumn Turner had been in for the last 90 seconds or so. 5'8 senior checks out. That foul shot for Pettis. Dips in, dips away. No good.
Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Maddie Chateau in backcourt, dribbles up, hands to Brandwee. Coming out to catch on the left is Miley. Has an opening, starts to drive. Ill-advised throw for Brandwee. And a white shirt knocks it away. Hard drive, other direction. Oh, what a play by Liz Stouter. She went barreling in from the right wing. My mistake, it might have been Mackenzie Mumaw, not Stouter. Mackenzie, what a dash to the basket. Boy, she blitzed her way from 50 feet. Fine speed displayed by Mumaw, who gets the two-pointer to make it an 11-point game. 4:23 to go here in the fourth. 41-30, Fort Loramie. One team foul on each squad here in the fourth quarter. Here's a dribble drive by Maddie Chateau. She started from 35 feet away, took it to the baseline, and bounced it off her shoe over the end line.
That's twice tonight we've seen shoes get in the way of the dribble.
Well, Anna in striking range, rocketed a couple of quick hoops. Biggest deficit was 17 at 33-16 with two to play in the third quarter. There's a drive to the rim by Mumaw. Oh, it's on the iron. It comes off. Almost made it. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Here's a deep left corner three by Miley Chateau. It's off the back iron. Rebound, Redskins. Head coach Carlos Siegel doesn't like that quick shot. Up 11. Redskins got the board. A timeout is called. 41-30, Fort Loramie midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Up by 11, Fort Loramie inbounds, far side of the floor, Heitkamp to Brandwee to Mesher. Brandwee comes out to catch. Brandwee open for three, doesn't let it fly. Tries to lead Mesher with a bounce pass. It's off the mark, no good, out of bounds. Anna down 11, 3:37 left. Anna with a couple quick field goals can make this interesting for the stretch run. Fort Loramie picks up pressure at midcourt. Bales has the ball top of the circle for the Rockets. Right wing to Osborne. Out high to Stouter straight away. Here is McKenna Pettis, 30 feet out on the left. Now Osborne. Still on the arc at Stouter, right wing. Here's Mumaw, head of the key, foul line, doesn't shoot. Osborne's got it, wants to deliver the ball down inside to Bales, and getting a fist on it is Fort Loramie to drive it out of bounds. 3:08 to go in the fourth. Anna inbounds to Pettis on the arc, to Mumaw. Pass into Bales, tip, Bales catches. She drops it off, right corner for Stouter, picked off by Fort Loramie. Big defensive stand there by the Redskins, denying Anna points. Still an 11-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead. Brandwee pops out, left baseline, catches, shoots, no good. Loose ball rebound, Miley Chateau missed the lay-in. And we have got a foul on Anna Fort Loramie. Very gritty on the offensive glass. Redskins got to try back up there on the iron and will shoot two for their effort. It's Brandwee. At the charity stripe, Fort Loramie up 11. Avery eyes the goal and makes it, and it's 42-30, Fort Loramie. As the Redskins try to stave off the Rockets here over the final 3 minutes of this game. Brandwee hits the pair, and the lead expands back to 13, 43-30, Fort Loramie.
and a forecourt left. With the basketball for the Rockets, it is Osborne way out on the floor. Gives it to Bales. Good overplay by Mesher. She stormed in, intercepted the pass, took it 50 feet to the rack for two. Nice anticipation by Victoria Mesher. Her height and long arms paid dividends there. 45-30, Fort Loramie. 2:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. Anna attacking to our left. It goes to Platfoot. To Moomaw, straight away to Stouter, right wing Tori Osborne, long, high arching three, short, rebound Fort Loramie. Rockets simply have not shot it well today. And Fort Loramie, with a strong mid portion of the game, has forged a 15-point lead now with a minute 45 to go. Biggest advantage, 17. Errant pass by Fort Loramie, picked off on the play by Pettis. Pettis down the floor to Stouter. Stouter barges in from the right corner. Shot deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go in the fourth. Anna's had too many stretches, Chuck, where they've had empty possession after empty possession.
Well, I mean, you're not going to win too many games scoring 30.
Nope. Only scored 28 in the first meeting against Fort Loramie. Redskins offense performing better here today. Down inside is Maddie Shadow. Had it ripped away, stolen, and then Fort Loramie got it back. A minute to play in the fourth. 45-30, Fort Loramie. Mesher down the right side to Miley Chateau. Long cross-court pass to Mesher. She catches against Osborne and missed the bunny. Got the rebound back and missed it again. Been a lid on it in close for both teams, especially Anna. Here's Moomaw. And she is barreling down the floor, zipping into the lane, coughed it up. Fort Loramie touched it out of bounds to the Rockets with 44.3 to go. As you said, Chuck, a couple times earlier, Rockets have had their opportunities.
They absolutely have. I mean, I thought they played really well every place except shooting the basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yep, defensively, for a chunk of this game, Anna has slowed Fort Loramie's offense down. Redskins, a good six baskets under their per-game average. Here's a running shot in the lane by Moomaw. Short, no good. She got her own rebound, threw it to Pettis in the corner, and she missed the wide-open three. It was on the rim and came off. Quickly, Fort Loramie's Izzy Meyer down the court with 23 ticks to go. We might finish this game, Chuck, with nobody scoring the last couple minutes. Deep right corner, Tennery for Fort Loramie. Swings it out back on the play to Miley Chateau. 10 to go in the fourth. 45-30, Fort Loramie. Biggest lead was 33-16. And the Redskins will sweep the season series over Anna. 39-28 at Fort Loramie. And here today, 45-30 over the Rockets. Fort Loramie triumphant by 15 on Anna's floor here this afternoon. We'll return with more from the Anna Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Anna. I'm Jack with Chuck. 45-30, Fort Loramie defeats the Anna girls here today. I'd like to tell you about NM Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi, which began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986. Just one customer then. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. Anna Rockets played pretty well today in most aspects of the game. Simply couldn't score it often enough. Missed makeable shots. Poor day shooting for Anna. Fort Loramie amassed a 17-point lead with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Rest of the way, Anna outscored Fort Loramie 14-12, but it was too little too late, and the Redskins went up a 15 45-30. Chuck?
Rebounding, Loramie, 31-18 rebounding advantage, 7-5 on the offensive boards. One place that just is not something you see very often. Anna turned the ball 10 times. Loramie turned it 16. I don't know the last time I saw Loramie have more turnovers than their opponent. 7-10 from the free throw line for the Redskins. They missed their first two and then made 7 out of 8 the rest of the way. Anna only went 6 times, made 4 of them. Scoring-wise for the Rockets, they were led by Addison Bales with 7. Mackenzie Mumal with 6. They got 5 each from Pettis and Dosick, and they got 4 from Stouter. They scored 30 for the game. I'm going to go with Mackenzie Mumal as my player of the game. I thought she played really hard for them in this basketball game. On the other side, Loramie led, of course, by Brandon Wee with 17. And they got 14 by Mesher, 10 from Maddie Chateau. You talked about Schmidt-Meyer's jumper in the third. She had 2. Miley Chateau had 2. They scored 45 for the game. Victoria Mesher going to be my player of the game for the Redskins.
If Redskins continue to get better play off the bench, and on a day when Anna didn't shoot it well in Fort Loramie, outplayed Anna clearly in the middle, though, 40% of the game or so. The Redskins win by 15. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Swapock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And the girls hope to shoot it a little bit better this coming Thursday when Division IV Greenan comes to town, a game we will cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Greenan at Anna Girls on Thursday night. Anna now 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League, 11-7 overall. Fort Loramie advances to 9-0 in league play, 16-2 on the season for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And Fort Loramie upcoming has got Botkins on Thursday, Jackson Center next Saturday. And we look ahead to February 6th and February 8th, road games for the Fort Loramie girls to close out the regular season at Rushi and at Marion Local. Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com, it's Anna at Botkins Boys. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, including F&M Bank. Dreaming of owning a home? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Homebuyer account makes saving for your future easier than ever. visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks so much to our online listeners. Thanks to John Hemp alongside here in the Anna Gym today. Thank you to folks who joined us and tuned us in. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Tuesday night, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Anna. Fort Loramie defeats the Anna Rockets 45-30.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at Securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.